Welcome to my human design experiment. Hello, and welcome to Embodying Mystical Mac. I'm Mac, and if you're new here, thank you so much for joining. If you're returning, thank you so much for coming back. Today we have hopefully a very quick review of Peter Pan and Wendy, the new Disney Plus release that is not quite so new anymore. If you are listening on the podcast, first of all, thank you. If you would like to see my face and my themed outfit of today, which is basically this like blue-gray dress that for me is kind of more reminiscent of Wendy in the original, but you know, I also put like a little bow in my hair for femininity's sake, and yes, I understand that this Wendy isn't quite the same Wendy, and that's fine, we'll talk about it. Anyways, yeah, if you want to see me, you can go over to YouTube, but regardless, thank you so much for listening on the podcast. Let's just dive right in. I'll go ahead and give you a little bit of a spoiler-free review before I get into spoilers. It was cute. It was fun. Is it, like, worth the watch? I don't think you're missing much, is all I'm going to say. There were elements that were sweet, and I think that overall it had really great moments. However, as a cohesive piece of art, in my opinion, it was not really there. So if you absolutely like loved the original Peter Pan, I think you might have a fun time. So yeah, check it out if you have, you know, kids and they want something new to watch and you're sick and tired of whatever they're watching 50 times over. Maybe this is a new fun thing to try out. Yeah, I think it's cute. I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, guys, run to your Disney Plus account or go grab a friend's and, you know, watch this movie. To be honest, I actually watched it twice because the first time I kind of felt myself like zoning out and I thought maybe it's because I was really tired, which I was, but then I watched it again and it wasn't because I was really tired. It was just because it didn't really quite do it as a cohesive piece of work, but it was cute. That's my spoiler-free review. From this point on, there will be spoilers. Okay, yeah, I don't have any, like, detailed notes or anything. I kind of tried to take them, but then, again, like I said, I kept getting disengaged. And to be fair, every time I kept engaging back, I was very much able to catch up quickly. Oh my god, there was a child in the hallway. Still is. Literally sounded like someone was just like singing out of nowhere, and I was literally about to go out there and be like, oh my god, who is this other person who breaks into song? We should be friends. Anyway, yeah, what was I even saying? Wasn't a cohesive piece of work. Oh yeah, okay. I'm not expecting it to be like super hard to keep up with or anything. That's not what I meant by saying that every time I tuned out and tuned back in, I could catch up. I'm only saying that because typically, even with kids' movies, when the story is well woven and well written to, you know, to a higher degree, which a lot of kids' movies do have a pretty solid story, you tend to have to rewind things in order to be able to catch up a little bit. Now, granted, I've watched so many films and TV shows, and I've kind of become very good at figuring out what happens in stories, oftentimes before things happen. Sometimes it's intuition. A lot of the time, it's just, I just have like a, my brain has stored all these ways, right, that stories get told. And so it could also be just like a me thing where I was sitting in front of it the whole time, and just because, you know, I looked down and played my video games for a little bit, I was still kind of semi-engaged and could figure it out. I don't know. But it just, yeah, it wasn't a story that like fully grabbed me and kept me there. Did it have sweet moments? Yeah. What were some of them? Well, the the first instance of flying and them bursting through the clock. Like, that was really, really, was it Big Ben? Is that what that was? I think it was. Really, really cool. Very reminiscent of the original in, like, the best ways possible. I appreciated the whole chasing the shadow thing. It was kind of interesting how Wendy was the one getting drawn out, right? Because she's the one who wished to not grow up. And I don't remember if in the original she's the one who wishes that. I don't remember. I don't think she is. But essentially in this rendition, Wendy is about to go off to boarding school. Oh yeah, by the way, from here on, spoilers. In this rendition, Wendy is about to go off to boarding school, and I'm guessing this is going to be like, you know, like a ladies' school where she learns to, I don't know, basically one of those like preparation schools for girls before they did their cotillions and coming out balls and things like that. That's what I'm guessing it is. And she really, really doesn't want to go. She would rather stay. She doesn't want to grow up. And that's what calls Peter Pan, right? Apparently, Peter has been watching that house. He comes and watches that house, we find out. And later on, we learn that it's because he actually lived there once upon a time. And he was visited by someone whom I guess was Hook, based on what we figure out. I don't fully know. Maybe that's the part that I missed because I disengaged. But he goes to Neverland and, you know, he doesn't come back. And lo and behold, Wendy lives there now. Her family lives there now. And so the way that they get into Neverland is basically because Wendy is the one who wishes to never grow up. And that calls, you know, Peter and Tinkerbell. But also, I think that Peter's shadow was also stuck in Wendy's and the boys' place, if I'm not mistaken. I feel like that might have been similar to the original as well. Like, I don't think Peter comes in with a shadow. I think he comes in looking for it. So, anyway, that was fun how that happened. As soon as they get to Neverland, they basically get blasted out of the sky by Hook's cannons. And Wendy finds the Lost Boys and Tiger Lily, and Peter and George, and I forget Wendy's other brother's name. Is it Michael? They end up stuck with the pirates, and Peter does bail them out. And this is coincidentally right when Wendy and Tiger Lily and the Lost Boys are trying to bail them out, and it all works out. But Wendy very rightfully points out that maybe someday it won't work out, and then what? And Peter's like, well, that day's never come, so I'm not gonna deal with it. Anyhow, we go on and we learn that Peter and Hook used to be friends, and Hook, I guess, left and came back to Neverland, but he came back different, i.e. a grown-up, and is this whole thing, and then Hook comes back and defeats, quote-quote, defeats Peter, and everybody loses hope, and Wendy and the boys get taken to the ship, and Tink gets caught in a lantern, just like she does in the original, and then we go on with our adventure. Wendy ends up sacrificing herself for the boys, but she gets Tink's help, and she ends up kind of starting to help save the day. Tinkerbell then, like, puts pixie dust all over Hook's ship, and the entire ship takes flight, and it's a whole thing, and Peter gets help from Tiger Lily, and I guess, like, part of Peter's arc that gets very loosely shoehorned in there is that he doesn't ask for help, so that's, like, part of his arc. And Wendy, part of her arc is, so part of flying with the pixie dust is you gotta think happy thoughts, right? It's the pixie dust and it's your happy thoughts put together that makes you fly. And when Wendy goes to, like, walk off the plank because she sacrificed herself for her brothers, but she's, like, secretly in cahoots with Tink, and I actually couldn't tell if she was actually in cahoots with Tink right there, or if she just, like, straight up took a leap of faith. But I think she is, because she does say out loud, like to herself, think happy thoughts. And her happy thoughts now, instead of like, you know, where earlier in the movie, when she first flew off to Neverland, her happy thoughts were playing with her brothers when she was younger, and hanging out with her mom and her dad when she was a little girl, and all this stuff, right? And now her happy thoughts consist of her going to her preparatory school and making friends and starting her life and growing old and this lovely life that she made for herself and whatever. And so that's like a cool little arc for her. It is Peter Pan and Wendy, so I guess both of their arcs, is important. I swear, I like vegged and scrolled on YouTube Shorts for literally an hour before I did this, and now I'm like, when I was tired then, I'm tired again now. Still now, I should say. Yeah, so then anyways, together with Peter, like, she ends up saving the day, everybody, they all go back home, right, because they have to go home, and Peter takes them home in the pirate ship that's now flying. That's a thing that we know happened, and it turns out that all of the lost boys and girls stay with Wendy's mom and dad. They get dropped off there. Peter is up on the rooftop. Wendy goes up there to talk to him, and he tells her how he used to live there, points to the chimney that actually says his name. It's like engraved in there, and and then the ship basically starts to blow away, and Wendy said that Peter could stay, but Peter decides that he's gonna go instead. And in a cool little note of the movie, I did appreciate that Peter goes back and gathers Hook and the rest of his pirates, presumably out of the water, and probably gives the ship back. So that was cool that the relationship between Hook and Peter was mended in that way, and they didn't just like leave us hanging there, because the pirates did get like booted off the ship, you know. And that's the movie, basically. Wendy comes back up to the rooftop and adds her name, so now it says Peter Pan and Wendy, so, you know, a la the movie title. Overall, it was sweet. It was cute. Like I said, was it anything super special? No. Did it have special and cute moments that made me look up and go, oh, this is very sweet? Like, for example, the moment where her memories, her happy thoughts, were now thoughts of her future that she was looking forward to as opposed to dreading. You know, and there was a moment, one thing that I really loved altogether from this whole thing is they really just cut out the rivalry between Tinkerbell and Wendy, which I loved. Thank you so much. And we also cut out that like weird, I don't know, to me it always kind of felt like the cartoon was trying to ship Wendy and Peter, but it's really weird because they're kids and Wendy is obviously like set on growing up and Peter never will. So I just love how like all of that was kind of very much not a thing. It just felt all very much like kids who played together as kids. And then of course by default the Tinkerbell like rivalry with Wendy thing just did not exist, and I really appreciated that. One of the moments that I really appreciated that were one of those moments that I was like, oh my gosh, sweet, cute moment. We hear, because Tinkerbell for the whole movie except for one part is basically like speaking inaudibly, and Peter is the one telling us what she's saying. And we do learn that it's possible to learn to hear her, because Peter tells Wendy that you just haven't learned to hear her yet. So before they say goodbye, or rather as they're saying goodbye, Tink says to Wendy, and this is the first time that the audience hears her as well, she says, Wendy, thank you for hearing me. And I just, like, I'm getting emotional thinking about it right now, because it was just such a sweet moment. And that's what I mean, like, this movie had such sweet moments. It had portions and little parts that were like, oh, so cute, they did something so sweet. But then it just like wasn't woven together very well. But that moment, like, genuinely got, like, a little bit of tears out of me in the moment. And that was really, really cute. I loved that. Like, the woman camaraderie between... I know that she's not a woman. She's a fairy. She's a light being. But whatever. The camaraderie, like, the women helping women, women supporting women between Tink and Wendy. And just this idea of hearing her, you know, really seeing and hearing her and how... yeah, I don't know, like, granted, there wasn't much depth into how that got, you know, like, how did Wendy learn to hear Tink, I don't know, but I thought that that was cute, and we learned that she finally did. It's kind of like in the, oh, no, I'm not gonna say that, I'm sorry, I was gonna, like, say something about Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and then I realized that it might be a spoiler, and I don't want to do that. Yeah, so it had sweet moments. I appreciated what they tried to do with the Wendy story and with, like, the connecting Peter to Hook to, like, humanize Hook a little bit. I do think that in this case, like, humanizing the villain wasn't entirely necessary. Like, I think that people are okay with Hook just being a nasty, nasty pirate. But, you know, I get why they tried to do it. That's kind of the thing that's being done to villains. And hey, like, I appreciated the way they did it with Hook in, like, the show Once Upon a Time, right? That was a different thing, obviously. But, yeah, I thought that, in spite of the fact that it wasn't very cohesive for me, yeah, it was cute. I don't wish that I could get the time back that I watched it. And I obviously watched it more than once, so I did give it a second chance. It was just, yeah, like I said. My kids' movies, like the ones that are really my jam, tend to be the ones where, like, maybe the story isn't the most genius thing in the world, but it's put together well enough and in a compelling enough way that I am along for the ride, and I don't notice these things, like noticing myself disengage, noticing that certain moments are sweet and cohesive in and of themselves, but then the whole thing isn't quite cohesive, right? Typically, the movies that really just, like, get, like, a 5-star from me a lot of the time are the ones that the story truly takes you for a ride that makes some amount of sense. I will be taken out of things when things just absolutely make no sense. But yeah, I don't think it was terrible. I think it was cute. If you need something sweet to watch, you're like a Disney person and you haven't seen anything new from them lately, you want to put this on. Yeah, it's sweet. You can put on the background of something. You could chill out and just watch it. But you're not missing anything if you don't. That's kind of my assessment. But what did you think of Peter Pan and Wendy? Are you a huge fan of the original? Let me know. I'm very curious. Let me know in the comments below. Yeah, because that's what I got for you. As far as the video goes, this is hysterical. I'm still reading my outro. Yeah. I went to the Ren Faire, by the way, before I get to my outro. I went to the Ren Faire in Georgia this past weekend, so I'm going to be doing a little video about the Ren Faire. Y'all know my turnaround time is a little rough, so I will be doing that. That is a thing that's happening. I even recorded, like, vlog footage, and I took some photos, and I'm probably going to be doing, like, a little get ready with me, like, transition fun time thing as far as a short goes, and probably will put that up on my Instagram as well. So, yeah, you're going to want to know these things, which is why I'm going to read you my outro now. So, if you made it this far, please, 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 like, please subscribe, and please click that bell, because I do post regularly, but I don't post on a schedule. Okay, so the bell is really helpful to tell the algorithm that you want to see my content when it comes out and to let you know when I get my shit together for once. Okay, if you would like to financially support this channel, please consider checking out my affiliates over in the description. I've got It Just Works Deodorant, which is a deodorizing body supplement. It's amazing. I love it. And Natural Shilajit, which is an awesome super nutrient that you can stir into any hot beverage. It's also got, like, a very faint, like, smoky taste. And I frankly really, really enjoy that. Another way to financially support me is you can book a tarot reading by emailing embodyingmysticalmac@gmail.com. I charge $40 for 30-minute readings. They're typically very in-depth, and we can focus on something in particular, or we can do a general reading around a situation or even your whole life. And what I mean is, like, your whole life as it stands right now. I'm not, like, this isn't an Akashic Records thing, okay? Lastly, if you don't want to do any of the last couple things that I mentioned, but you do want to support me financially while I get this channel to be my full-time job and get to the level of Patreon and all those things, please consider sending me a Venmo. That will be in the description as well, but you can find me at Embodying Mystical Mac on there. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. If you would like to follow me for some fun times on Instagram and maybe even some TikTok, go ahead and find me at Embodying Mystical Mac. And you can even find my music account, which is at Mac and the Music on Instagram currently, and on TikTok it's Mac and Music. So yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Again, please let me know what you thought about Peter Pan and Wendy. And if you're on the podcast, please hop over to YouTube and let me know what you think of my little themed outfit, because I'm actually kind of proud that I thought of it. Stay mystical, stay grounded. I'll catch you very soon. You're going to see me in the same dress because we're going to be reacting to the Haunted Mansion trailer. Okay, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Embodying Mystical Mac. Please consider leaving a review and letting us know how this episode impacted you. Also, consider checking out the social justice links in the description. And for more content from me, including a video recording of this podcast, as well as photos, videos of aerial silks, and all of the random things that I'm up to, follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Both can be found under Embodying Mystical Mac. Lastly, thank you so much to James for all of the amazing editing work that you do on this podcast, as well as on the YouTube videos. Stay mystical, stay grounded, and I'll catch you all next time.